Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning to you. Glad you're with us. It is a Wednesday morning, and you know, there's no better way to start your day off than to come into the studio and find out that your computer is not operational.
It's down.
The computer is not working, and my seat, somebody's messed with my chair, and it's a good way to get me off to a bad start this morning.
Like, so you're having a All bad right. start.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't know what's going on over here.
Steve Moore would say
if you were in the studio 5 minutes earlier, that wouldn't happen. So
Well, that's okay.
I was in there editing show prep until 30 seconds ago. That's how we operate around here.
Uh-huh.
Just so you know. Dan Buck, how are you this morning?
I am good. The drive to work was kind of nasty.
Yeah, a little bit of rain out there, but you look on the radar, you don't see it, but it is sprinkling in spots and kind of nasty, and you got to be careful with it for sure. I didn't see any heavy rain. I don't think we have to worry about that.
No, but just misty.
Yeah.
Definitely a fall-like morning for sure.
That's the truth. Well, hey, what do you think? Unanimous consent in the Senate to release the Epstein files. The House votes yesterday, 428-1 to release the Epstein files. And now they're just waiting on Trump's signature. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that once again, Donald Trump has played 3D chess here. I may be proven wrong, but I heard a guy say this morning, well, you know, he's a professor. The thing about this is that Donald Trump didn't need anybody's permission to release this. He could have released it any time. And now Congress is going to force his hand. I'm like, or, and this will be controversial, Donald Trump could have released it at any time, at which point when the stuff comes out about Bill Clinton and some of the other Democrats, they will then claim he released it for political reasons. Now he's got everybody in the House and the Senate demanding that he release it. So when he does release it, whatever's in there, everybody's on the hook for it.
Yep. You all asked for it. You got it.
Thank you. You asked for it. You got it, Toyota. Yes. Wasn't that a commercial? Well,
yeah.
I'm just saying that that's I think there's more strategy to this than anybody is giving the president credit for. I really do. And if it's true that Donald Trump could have released this stuff any time, then sleepy Joe Biden could have released it any time.
Yep.
If there was thought to be damning evidence against Donald Trump in there at a time when the Biden administration and the Democrats were doing everything to keep Donald Trump from getting reelected, you can bet that little nugget would have been released at some point over the past few years. There's just no doubt in my mind.
Even a sliver, even a small indication that Trump was involved, they would have released it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? This is a big, fat, nothing sandwich,
I think he fed him a little bit of misinformation. Well, not misinformation, but he fed him a little bit. Like, yeah, just leave that alone. It's not worth anything.
There's nothing
that
in
got
there.
Them all riled up. Now they're all demanding it be released, and now he's going to release it to them.
Oh, do you think he really played them that bad?
I would not be surprised. Have you read the Art of the Deal? I mean, honestly, I would not be surprised. Now, I don't have any idea what's in there. We may all be completely shocked when this stuff eventually comes out, but I don't think so. We've already seen the passenger manifest for the plane. We know who's been there. By the way, did you hear the report? This is interesting. So I'm listening to the news being read here at the top of the hour. And even on Fox, they refer to Larry Summers as the former Harvard president.
Yeah.
Well, Larry Summers wasn't just the former Harvard president. Before he was the president of Harvard, he was Bill Clinton's Treasury Secretary.
That's right.
And then he went back and worked for Barack Obama after that. So he is a major Democrat player in all of this, and he has resigned from public view because he knows what's about to hit the fan here. And I'll bet you Larry Summers was on many of the same plane trips Bill Clinton was.
Oh, you think?
I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
So there's just as many Democrats are going to get hammered out of this as, in my opinion, likely to be Donald Trump or Republicans. I don't doubt there are both names on there. There are going to be a lot of Hollywood stars on there as well, I would guess.
And a lot of major Democratic donors. I think there'll be obviously Republican donors on there as well. But it's not just the public sector people that I think Epstein was framing. And I think that was his whole game was he used this island and he used many of his sexual escapades to basically corner a lot of these people to do nefarious things and namely pay him lots of money.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I think to get access.
I mean he was basically blackmailing people to get them to invest with him. And then for the ones that were just freaks, he was offering them the perk of going to his island. And he had God knows how much stuff on all kinds of powerful people. He was using it to enrich himself.
Absolutely.
But he's dead.
Yeah. But I do think if they're going to release it, it's going to be across all games.
Oh,
it's going to be corporate. It's going to be Hollywood. It's going to be political figures. Then the list will be long if and when they get the
list. I'm waiting for Trump to come out and say, here's the list, by the way. You wanted it. Department of Justice is going to release it. Go to page 238, and you're going to open that up, and it's going to show that Donald Trump was an FBI informant informing on Epstein. Mark my words, that's going to be in there somewhere.
Really?
I think he was one of the people that led authorities to the initial, because he talked about yesterday, I played the bite with you, about what a horrible place that Epstein Island was. And he ran Epstein away from his Mar-a-Lago because he was recruiting young girls down there.
Yep.
And I would not at all be surprised to find out Trump didn't have something to do with Epstein getting in trouble in the first place. No, I wouldn't be surprised.
Hmm.
And then the Democrats are really going to have egg on their face. And there's another reason Bill Clinton's refusing all these subpoena requests to Clinton, as they've tried to. Jamie Comer's committee has tried to subpoena the Clintons, and the Clintons have ignored all of the subpoena requests. And he said, "I'll tell you what. Remember what you did to Bannon, Steve Bannon?
Yep.
I'll do that to you if you don't come in and testify in front of my committee." So we'll see what happens next. Bannon served jail time for contempt. Remember?
Yep. Because he wouldn't go and testify, right?
You think it's possible we ever see Hillary Clinton in an orange jumpsuit?
Gosh, would that just not be a dream? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
It would become my new Facebook page. It would be like I'd put it everywhere. Her in an orange suit.
Just the mugshot. They got a
mugshot.
Just because they did it to Trump, they're going to have to release her mugshot.
A Hillary perp walk. How awesome would that be?
Well, somebody'd have to be holding her up from all we've seen, right? I'm just saying. It's possible. All right. We've got a great show for you today. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and get to the short list here, but all this talk about it, the hemp. A bill that got passed along with the CR, and it's going to, in 1 year, it's going to ban unregulated use of hemp. And, you know, I'm kind of thinking in my brain, this is just going to stop young kids from being able to walk into a convenience store and buy this Delta 8 or 9 or whatever they were calling it. But it is much more extensive than that, and it's going to cost a lot of jobs in a lot of different states where there are legitimate businesses using it and selling it to adults. Now, I'm not a THC user myself, but it was eye-opening when I found some of this out. And we're going to have a guy on in the 8 o'clock hour today from Union, Missouri, who runs his own business, legitimate business, that caters to adults. And this will, a year from now, put him out of business unless some parts of that law that passed are changed and used to restrict it from younger people getting their hands on it. I don't know how it's going to work, but we're going to get Brian Regal on here a little later in the 8 o'clock hour to explain all of that, because it's, as you can imagine, it's complicated.
Yeah.
We'll talk to him in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, I tell you what, why don't we go ahead and get to the break, because I went a little long there with my Clinton diatribe. And we'll get to the top stories when we come back right after our national anthem, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Because the Democrats had every one of the Epstein files in their possession for the four long years of the Biden administration. The Biden Department of Justice had the files the entire time. And not a single one of the people who are so loud and animated right now, they never said anything about it for all those 4 years.
Has anyone ever explained that to you? Has anyone ever explained why it was exactly that sleepy Joe Biden and Chucky Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Hakeem Jeffries and all of these Democrats that are now screaming, release the files, release the files, didn't say a thing during the 4 years that apparently, with a stroke of his auto pen, Joe Biden could have released these files for four straight years and never did. Not a word.
You had Jeffrey Epstein, who literally set up an island of rape, a rape island. And you had rich and powerful men, some of the richest people in the world, who thought that they could hang out with bankers, buy off politicians, and abuse and rape America's girls with no consequence.
Ro Khanna, that information is like 15 years old. I'm waiting for the breaking news here. We know what he was doing. The question is, you're only hoping, all of your hopes here are focused on the fact that you hope Donald Trump was somehow involved. And so far, there is zero evidence of that, but a lot of evidence that people with the last name of Clinton might have been.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I can safely say that I will not be the Fed chair. I think President Trump will make a great Fed chair. He has an open mind. He understands monetary policy better than a lot of people.
Scott Bessent. Could you imagine?
No, I can't.
Oh, my God. But I don't think he could appoint himself Fed chair and president, could he?
No, but JD could.
Oh, yeah, he could,
yes,
couldn't he?
Yes, he could.
Would you serve as Fed chair, Mr. President?
Would you mind? Clean up our monetary funds?
Oh, yeah. My goodness. That would be revolutionary. Can I just tell you that?
He would doge it.
But New York City, I plan on being in New York City in the near future. We're going to do operations in New York City. We know in New York City, me and Mayor Adams at one point had an agreement to let ICE into Rikers Island so we can arrest the public safety threats and the safety and security of that facility, but the city council shut it down.
Yep, Tom Homan. We're going in. We don't care if it's a blue city or a red city. We're going to do the law enforcement job of the federal government. Good for you. Speaking of which, have you seen the video yet or heard the audio? I'll have it here for you soon. Of all these Democrats in the Senate, Mark Kelly and a bunch of others calling for the U.S. military to ignore direct orders if they're ordered to go into a city and arrest someone. Like they want National Guard members to ignore orders if they're called up to go into Charlotte or one of these other places. You have U.S. senators calling for insurrection on the part of United States troops. It's obnoxious is what it is. The lie that they're willing to say or do anything to get back into power. That's what the left is in this country. That's what we're facing right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, encouraging people to commit a felony of AWOL. Yeah.
They are.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's absolutely despicable is a better word, that any United States sitting congressman or senator would encourage military people not to perform the call of duty from the commander-in-chief and their higher-up higher-ups.
Inherent in their hidden in their claim is the insinuation that somehow these troops are doing something wrong to American citizens. But pay attention here. In none of these cases where the National Guard's been called up, have they been involved in any law enforcement activity?
No.
None. Not arresting anybody, not pepper spraying anybody. Those have always been law enforcement folks doing that. They're there for one reason, and that's to protect federal employees. ICE employees, in some cases, people who are in the custody of ICE.
A couple of ones that
got shot down in Texas.
Yeah, federal buildings as well, keeping them from burning down FBI facilities as they've done in the past. So, yeah, they have every right. Federal facilities and federal officers have every right to be protected by our National Guard.
But that the Democrats can't have that. What they need to do is sow chaos, which is obviously what they're trying to do in Charlotte when you've got the governor of North Carolina. We had him on yesterday, Josh something, coming out and claiming that they're ICE officers are randomly driving down the street and grabbing people who happen to have the wrong skin color, but they're U.S. citizens and they're wrongfully arrested. And I mean, seriously.
Well, a friend of mine who's a police officer said, understand that when police raids are happening, and he's talking about his particular drug raids, things like that, he says we often have to clear an entire building.
Of course.
And we have to set, and it's for their protection. Because you don't know when you're going in for a gang member, you don't know what's going to result as a part of that. So they'll clear an entire, families, children, and they'll detain them. They'll keep them safely put, held back.
And if you're not doing anything wrong, you let go.
And he said, right. He says, like, we've cleared entire apartment complexes before we'll kick a door in and raid a place that we know. We'll get everybody out, and we'll put them either in a bus or detain them momentarily until we can let them back in safely, because gunfire often erupts in these situations.
I'm waiting for the butt monkeys to say, but that violates our rights and blah,
no,
blah, blah. You know
what?
No,
it doesn't. They're protecting you. They're getting the bad elements out of your building. Right.
Well, they're also doing what they're protecting public safety. Let me tell you, when I was taken by ambulance to Barnes Hospital 2 weeks ago, I'm on a stretcher. When they got me out of the ambulance to take me into Barnes, I had to stop at the security checkpoint where they waved a wand over to me to make sure I wasn't carrying a weapon before they let me into the emergency room. And I was on the stretcher. I was the victim.
Wow.
That's what they have to do at Barnes Hospital down here because they have so many gang-related gunshots.
Unsafe it is.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right.
That's
so
incredible.
Were my rights violated when they did that? I don't know. I don't know where her hands went.
Illegal,
I'm not saying anything.
Illegal search?
I don't know.
Oh.
All right, coming up, we'll get to Dan's segment. Stand by. We'll be back in a minute.
But don't give a f***.
It is our Warrior Women Wednesday, and I'm going back into the well of great women that I have featured on this segment because this gal just nailed it. I saw her come across my feed yesterday. I wonder what April's up to. Her name's April Chapman, and you may recall her. I featured her about 3 weeks ago. She's smart. She's funny. She's always on point. She's a Christian podcaster, and today, segment, it just jumped into an issue that's been bothering me the last few months. What the heck has happened to Candace Owens?
I don't know. She has gone pretty far off the reservation.
Yeah, clearly. Exactly. Yeah. She's become anti-Trump. She's become anti-really everything that she used to stand for. Even recently, she went after TPUSA. for talking about faith too much. Did you hear her go off on TPOS?
I did hear a little bit of that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, April Chapman.
More than that is her, you know, her stuff about the Charlie Kirk murder and who was really behind it and all that. She's really...
I mean, dude, she's way out there. Something's going on. Well, April Chapman, who is also a Black American female conservative and has a talk show called Unshakable. It's really good if you haven't tuned into her yet. But anyway, she breaks down exactly why she believes Candace Owens seems to be extremely lost these days. Check this out.
Let's just go ahead and address the elephant in the room, shall we? Because apparently Candace Owens has once again, she has emerged from the Valley of Dry Bones with a hot take that nobody asked for. And to be honest, I did not see this one coming. This time she is accusing Turning Point USA of talking too much about faith, as if mentioning Jesus three times at an event is some kind of theological felony. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that nobody wants to say out loud. So allow me. Your friendly neighbor, truth teller. Let me just go ahead and say it. I don't know how much more plain I can make it, but Candace Owens is not a Christian, period. Full stop.
Wow.
Yeah.
She is not. She is not born from above. The things of the spirit are foolishness to her. So, of course, since that is the positional state of her soul based on her public actions and her words, so, of course, she's going to be allergic to a faith-based conversation. Of course, she hears scripture and starts itching. Of course, she's going to recoil every time someone mentions Christ, like a vampire who sees sunlight.
Ouch.
She does this because spiritual things irritate unregenerate hearts.
Wow. That's laying it out there.
April
pretty much calls her out saying, you know, you can't go after TPUSA. That, oh, by the way, was founded by a man who was deep in his faith, and so much of what Turning Point is about was about his relationship to Christ and getting more people to come to Christ. So, I mean, she's spot on. For her to go after Turning Point, saying they need to stay more on point with politics and conservative values, and they don't need to bring Jesus into everything, it turns people off, which was what Candace basically said. It doesn't turn people off. It's the foundational principles of our nation that this country was built upon, and Christianity is what we need to return to. That was what Charlie constantly was promoting, and for Turning Point USA to continue that is not just appropriate, it is the foundation of what TPUSA is all about. So kudos to April Chapman. If you want to learn more about her, just look up Unshakable April Chapman. She's got podcasts. She's everywhere. She's LinkedIn. She's X. She's on Facebook.
So she's a podcaster. She's not on a radio show somewhere.
No, not that I can find. She really just does her own thing and has a lot of followers. Not a ton, like, you know, 100,000 here, 300,000 there. But she is, I love the way she cuts up her podcast too. She'll give you those minute and a half snippets like you just heard. You don't have to listen to the whole show to kind of get what her message is.
Yeah.
But she's a fighter. I love her. That's why she's my Warrior Wednesday woman for this week.
Good for her. And I'm glad she's out there. I wonder what your take is on some of the more outrageous things Candace Owens has hinted at here regarding the Charlie Kirk case. She really seems to...
Well, she thinks Israel...
If I read it correctly, right? Yeah, she thinks Israel played some role in it. And if I read it correctly, she's not a big fan of Erica Kirk.
No.
I don't understand that. I mean...
Mm-mm. No, she doesn't trust
her. Give the
her.
Woman some time to grieve, yeah. For goodness sake.
Well, but the theory she's thrown out there and shown videos of an alternative person who shot him with a flower on his vest or, you know, I mean, just some of the wacky ideas that she have. I mean, how much more evidence do you need than a guy running off a thing, throwing his bag down, running, you know, with it, finding, hiding his gun? I mean, the evidence seems pretty overwhelming that this guy was the shooter. I mean,
her suggestion is this isn't even the guy that pulled the trigger?
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, she thinks there's an alternative gunman.
Okay.
That there was actually different angles. And, I mean, she's been off the reservation on this, several other issues in the past several months that you just go, where did that come
and,
from?
And here's the thing. What the left wants to do is tear down whatever they perceive to be MAGA. And in their mind, MAGA is anybody that disagrees with them. So when you have people who've been on the same side of a lot of pro-Trump issues, like her, Tucker, like others, who then disagree on some issue, the left media in this country immediately takes up the lying headline, MAGA is in disarray. The MAGA base is falling apart because you have disagreements. In this party, more than any other, certainly more than the Democrats, you're allowed to have a different point of view. In the Democratic Party, you're going to get shipped out the door if you disagree with their policies on men and women's bathrooms or any of that. They don't want anything to do with you anymore. And I think you're far more likely to get debate within the party on the right than you ever were on the left. They don't allow it.
And I will say this. I totally agree with you that I think people in the party in general do accept opposing viewpoints, including, you know, I'm always open to listening to liberal viewpoints. I don't think the right is nearly as judgmental, as hateful as the left can be. However, I do get frustrated with Donald Trump's intolerance for opposing viewpoints. And Marjorie Taylor Greene has also been one who's, you know, kind of left the Trump camp in recent on certain issues, but
kind of been booted.
Well, yeah, but yeah. Then for him to just come out and
attack. Well, it's how he operates.
Right, but it's not how the party in general operates.
I think
the party itself is more open to ideas and debate and having discussions about major issues, and kudos to the Republicans for still having that willingness to hear opposing viewpoints. But I do think Trump could be a little more tolerant. I mean, people aren't always going to 100% agree with him, and he needs to just let it go sometimes. She's a voice in the wilderness right now. She's not getting a lot of traction, and a lot of it was around Epstein, right?
I think he's been better at it in this second term, and I think it's got something to do with Susie Wiles, his chief of staff. But I think sometimes even she has trouble reining him in on some of those things.
Yeah.
The nicknames. I mean, he hasn't done that as much this time, but Marjorie Trader Green, that didn't take too long.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And everybody who's opposed him like that he's assigned a nickname to, loses whatever that issue is they're debating. I don't know. I don't know what his track record has to be, 90 or 100% on those issues if he's fighting with a party member over it.
Yeah. Oh, he wins most
he
of
wins.
The time. Yeah, because people...
You may not be comfortable with how he wins, but he wins. And if I'm going into battle and I've got a general who has some unusual approaches to war, but they're effective, at the end of the day, he's there to win, not to make everybody happy.
And I will say this. The Ted Cruz move the other day, while Trump didn't like, do not come out too early on this 2028 presidential election, because he will bury you.
That was Cruz who did it. I think it was Axios or one of these news organizations came out and claimed that he had ruled out a 2028 run. There's a big difference between not ruling it out if you're asked that question in an interview and saying you're running in 2028.
Did you see how annoyed Trump was
question? Yeah, I'm not surprised.
And I just think he does not want to be a lame duck president. He knows he's got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
He does not want to talk about 2028 until probably 2027, right? Between now and then, he's got a lot to get done. And he was annoyed by the question. And I will tell you, if you are in this party and you have any presidential hope whatsoever, you better not be talking about the 2028 election around Donald Trump, or I think he'll alienate him
before the midterm. Yeah, I would agree. That's why J.D. Vance walked that line expertly with who was it? Was it Brett Baer that he sat down with the other day?
And he said, "We got a lot of work to do between now and then."
Yeah,
and didn't even address the opportunity of running for president in 3 years. So I just think that's one of many things that Trump gets annoyed about. But the last thing in the world he wants to be seen as is a lame duck president.
Well, that is absolutely the truth. Well, you know, I've been recovering from this injury, Dan.
Yep.
And in many ways, I think it was a curse and a blessing at the same time, because I survived it Now I'm feeling much better than I was 2 weeks ago, obviously, when I first came back in here. And then I saw this story, what happened to this other dude that broke his ribs. And I realized just how lucky I really am. We're going to talk about that a little more when we come back. Stay tuned.
You are lucky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, welcome back. You know, for those of you who listen regularly, you know what happened to me with my clumsiness. Out hunting, was duck hunting, stepped into a duck blind because I was all puckered because a duck was flying by, and I stepped forward to shoot at it and forgot there was a hole in front of me, and I fell into a duck blind, right? So broke six ribs. And I have recovered much better. Better than I thought I would have to this point. Now, that said, I sneezed earlier this morning and wanted to go to the bathroom in my pants. It still hurts. Don't get me wrong, but I'm able to function. Like I can bathe, I can get dressed, I can drive, I can do all the regular things. I just have to be gentle with the left side of my body, right? And I feel like somebody's looking over me because I could have gotten much more seriously injured. I didn't puncture a lung. I didn't do anything. Then I see this story of this poor dude over in Illinois named John Davis in Nashville, Illinois.
Okay.
See this story? News Channel 5 covered it. This guy was on a ladder, and when he fell off this ladder, he fell onto a pole that went through his right shoulder and into the left side of his neck, and he broke seven ribs in addition to that.
No.
And survived it.
No.
He's in the hospital right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What kind of pole penetrated him like that?
I don't know. He's been in the ICU at St. Louis University Hospital since it happened. Doctors told the family he has seven broken ribs, a collapsed lung, and the road to recovery is going to be weeks and weeks and weeks. He was at a barn collecting tin when the ground gave way and caused a ladder to sink into the soil. The lady that was with him saw him fall. When she went over to pick him up, he was like, "It's in me." And she didn't understand what he said. And then she got a look at his face and could see this thing bulging through his neck.
No,
I know.
Too early for this story.
Too early.
No. Listen, I'm a lucky man. She called 911. He's in the hospital. He's been dealing with it with his humor, apparently. And they say that he's not out of the woods yet. He's still got he's running a fever. That he's on oxygen, but they're hopeful. And the family has started a donation. I guess a GoFundMe page or something. To try to raise money because of health insurance. Because the company has health insurance, but the helicopter ride will not be covered. They had to take him by helicopter to SLU. He's 45, I think, is what it says here.
Man, I mean, 45. Nashville's way out there by like Effingham somewhere. I mean, it's a long ways to get to
I'm sure, which is probably why they had to bring him in by helicopter, but I'm sure that was expensive. I haven't even started to get my hospital bills yet for 3 days in the step-down unit from ICU. I can't imagine what this guy's bills are going to look like.
Mm.
So that story is on Snooze Channel 5, if you want to go in there and look for it, about the man recovering from that fall, and they're trying to collect money to help his family out there in Nashville. Good luck, brother. I don't feel all your pain, thank God, But I certainly feel a little bit of it with the broken ribs.
And we've talked in the past how lucky you were that you only hit in your rib cage area. I mean, had you hit a head, could have had neck injuries, spinal issues, you know, head trauma. I mean, there were so many other things that could have happened when falling 6 feet from the roof of a duck blind, dude. I'm telling you. Especially a metal bar that didn't give an inch. Right?
I know.
It could have been devastating.
That extra couple inches of fat, that padding, I think that's what saved me.
That's what saved you. You had years of preparation for that
fall. Eat an extra donut this morning, because I think that might have been what saved
me. Honey, I've been preparing for this moment my whole life, for the last 10 years putting on weight. Look at me.
I didn't blame the beer. I blamed the donut.
You thanked the beer. You thank the donut.
So just a quick reminder, the Responder Rescue ATF raffle is still going. We're trying to get more donations. All the money goes to Responder Rescue. Great organization. Here's how we've sweetened the pot. Get on there and donate today. The person that donates the most overall. Now, if it's a tie, we're going to flip a coin. But the person that donates the most is going to also, whether they win a prize or not, they're going to get a dinner with me and Tony Twist. Blues great Tony Twist has agreed to do this to help out Responder Rescue, and he's just a great human being, so we're glad to get the Twister involved in all of this. So you might get a dinner with me and Tony Twist and the folks from Responder Rescue, whether you win a prize or not, but three great prizes. Text to Responder to 33100 right now. It's really easy. If you share it on social media, you get extra bonus tickets. If your friends buy tickets from your link, they get extra bonus tickets. We're trying to make this as easy as humanly possible, and I'm down to 1 week. Next Wednesday is the drawing, so please, please, please buy some tickets today. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.